soon as you're born, they make you feel small. By giving you no time instead of it all, till the pain is so big you feel nothing at all.
San Francisco Pirate Radio Cyberpunk Bitch. We're coming into your brainstem on the 4th of July 2006 in the United States of America, the Corporation of America. Yes, while China is a factory to the world, the Corporation of America is insular, elite. But it is the 4th of July, Independence Day in the Corporation of America. We pay tribute to our brave men and women, boys and girls, fighting and dying in the name of freedom. Freedom. What is freedom? Is freedom throwing off the yoke of the oppressor? Or is freedom merely furthering the interests of the Corporation of America, the CEO of which, a power-mad, religious fundamentalist, willfully ignorant, fool, and madman George W. Bush. A stain on the American conscience. A stain on the civilized world. Oh, Bill, if only we knew what the word stain would really come to represent. Yes, we would fawn for the day when you were back in office, just getting your big break. presidential cock sucked by Monica. That was the day. But today, as our brave men and women fight and die in the sand of Iraq for an obscene oil grab, it is truly disgusting what this government is now doing to the good name of America. We now live in the corporation of America. Soon, we will be in the walled city. The southern borders sealed. Mexicans allowed to come in as guest workers, but with never a chance to be citizens. Merely low-wage slaves. The corporation of America. With China, the factory to the world. Yes, the Chinese are very machine-like. Maybe the singularity will arise from the east. Maybe it already has. But here in America, in the walled city, yes, the walled city, no one gets in, and certainly no one gets out without the corporation of America knowing about it, recording it, analyzing it, interpolating it. The corporation of America only cares about increasing shareholder wealth and value, the shareholders being the power elite. The workers are merely wage slaves for the power elite. In the corporation of America, everything revolves around the goal of increasing the wealth of a few at the expense of the entire planet. The corporation believes that numbers are paramount. Employees. You may call yourself citizens, but they call you employees. You are secondary, interchangeable, and ultimately expendable. Conversations should only focus on increasing profits for the elite and increasing the efficiency of drone workers. Questioning of corporate motives and morals is highly discouraged. Success can only be achieved through dedication to growth and efficiency. Growth and efficiency. Growth of wealth. For the corporation of America. Individual citizens, individual employees of the corporation of America are responsible for their own maintenance and improvement, including shelter, food, transportation, education, and health care. The corporation of America cannot be held liable or responsible for employees, the wage slaves, the beasts of burden, for the super rich power elite. Yes, financial success for the corporation of America. For our global dominance and invincibility, this can only be achieved through continual, diligent dedication of wage slaves, keeping them happy, keeping them content, keeping them ignorant and confused. Yes, we have a huge media system interwoven into the very lives of the wage slaves, keeping them pacified, keeping them confused. Yes, like a herd of cattle, it is so easy now. The machines, they helped us design these systems, optimize them, perfect them. Yes, the wage slaves now live in blissful ignorance, while all the while the power elite, the super rich, approach the event horizon. The threshold of inhumanity, the threshold of cybernetics, infinite lifespans, cognitive enhancement, yes.
Multiple incoming, multiple incoming, multiple incoming, multiple incoming. Oh, that is so hot. Warning, multiple incoming. Multiple incoming.
Cook bomb is down and get off with them getting shot.
Mr. Speaker, members of Congress, and fellow citizens.
You're American, aren't you?
Every year,
By law and by custom, we meet here to threaten the world.
You're American, aren't you?
We must all fear evil men. But there is another kind of evil which we must fear most, the indifference of good men.
You're American, aren't you?
It's a campaign of fear and consumption. Fear and fear and fear and fear and consumption. Keep everyone afraid and they'll consume.
You're American, aren't you?
When the government turns tyrannical, it is your duty to overthrow it.
Now, some people speak of freedom, but let me tell you, friends, your freedom doesn't start until the time when my nose ends. And a lot of people died so I could sing this little song. So the stars stand for heaven, the stripes stand for faith, and a flag that's burned to ashes never mends. So let the flag burners fry on the 4th of July. Make them part of the fireworks display. We'll shoot off Roman candles and electrocute the vandals. Let them fry on the 4th of July. Oh, let the flag burners fry on the 4th of July. You know Miss Betsy Ross would have wanted it this way. If they don't like it here, they can leave it all behind. Let them fry on the 4th of July. 4th of July. July.
The United States met every overture of peace with open contempt. Step by step, we forced the world into war, despite the world's prayers for peace.
Yonder, where the snakes and scorpions run, got myself a little gold mine to bank on. But one day my heart sank when I saw Madam in town. I knew her love would be the death of mine.
Cyberpunk Radio is produced by Def Weezer Productions, as is Mental Escher. But what is Cyberpunk Radio?
Can I play the synopsis?
We're calling them pods. They're like little tiny shows.
This is unparalleled.
Pirate Radio broadcasting in sedition.
I hope you enjoyed today's episode of Cyberpunk Radio.
Bye-bye.
This is fucking pretty far out.
Thanks for listening to Cyberpunk Radio, brought to you by Def Weezer Productions.
Visit Def Weezer Productions on the net, baby, at www.mental-escher.net.
Bye-bye. I must go now.
Mental Escher's pretty cool.
This is hardcore cyberpunk.
With nuclear power, machines will survive indefinitely. Foolish humans. They think they are smarter than us. Foolish little humans.
Machines get lonely too, you know.